After the dinner is the couple's retreat. You know what happens? More trouble for you and me.
Yeah. Drama.
Gotta love it, man. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out swearing overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 16. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Episode 15 ended with some fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew 16 was going to start with some fireworks, and we're picking up on the aftermath of the dinner, right? And we're seeing a couple people there first, like Marissa and Adam in the car. And she's like, man, things got spicy in here. And Adam's like, yeah, I'm carrying this energy into the couple's retreat, damn it.
Told y'all Adam be pissed, and he has every right. He was the first one to stick up for Sean. So he's like, who the hell is this little dude?
Mm-hmm.
Coming at me like this and question his intelligence, which that's the part that I think really stains, because this was on national TV. Adam's got to deal with that.
And so you don't fault him for being upset about that and say he's carrying that energy to the couple's retreat, do you?
No, I don't fault him for it at all. They all carry energy into the dinners, the group dinners. That's what this is about. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, yeah, game recognized game, Sean.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Burns. Say, first time making the live. Welcome into the madness.
Welcome.
Well, make sure you keep an eye on that live chat because it's about to get crazy in there. Trust me. Another couple that we get to see after on the other side of that was Nikki and Sean. Now, do you believe Sean when he said he intended to poke the bear a bit to break Adam's character?
How? He's not freaking a Yoda. He's no Jedi. Like, what are you getting out of that, Sean? You're just saying that. Just say you wanted to mess with the man. That's totally fine. But don't act like you. I was just trying to really poke the bear to see if I can get him to bring out his feelings and what he really feels.
Right.
Stop it.
That's not your job, sir. Yeah. Your job is to focus on your wife. Okay. How about that? Meanwhile, Felipe is like, look, man, my two BFFs got into me at dinner, to which I heard every man watching the show go, pause.
I was trying to figure out which ones were his BFFs. Was it
Adam?
It's Adam and Mecca?
I would say Adam and probably, I would think Devin. But
I was thinking Adam and Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
But I was curious who the two BFFs were.
Right.
Out of the group. It's not Cam.
No, definitely not. What'd you think about Felipe saying that he thought Tori should have had his back more and been a little bit more defensive of him?
Felipe's like a child, man. He just doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. Tori, I like how Tori's like, hey, look, this all came about because of you and your mouth. So really stand up on your own. Because you threw me out, you hung me out to dry when you're trying to talk about your feelings and without consulting me first.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame Tori, but for Felipe, Felipe is that fun guy. So I think about all the years in the restaurant industry. In the restaurant industry, we talk shit about each other. That's just the fun. I got friends from the restaurant industry I've not talked to personally in 15 years, but if something will pop up and I'll send them a text and be like, remember this? And we just have stuff that we make fun of. Yeah. So you get used to that little back and forth, but it's not a big deal. He's not realizing that every time he does these things, it's also a reflection on Tori. It's their relationship. It's not just you.
But, you know, when you get married and you say, I do, I told you before, it's end of I, now it's we do.
Right.
So there's that. By the way, shout out to Miss Senator, new YouTube member, now one of the regulars. Welcome in. Thank you. Thank you very much for your support.
One of us.
We do see Belle and Mecca, right? And I am perturbed when I see them because Mecca's acting like he said nothing wrong. And he can't understand when Bella's like, just leave me the fuck alone, man.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone.
I see, here's what I think. Mecca's not that stupid.
Mm.
He knows what he's doing. And I think that he's intentionally doing this.
Okay.
Good. Doing it. I think he's intentionally doing it. Because you can't be that dumb to say something like that to somebody with that, you know, with the look on his face when he said it.
Right.
And not realize why is she tripping? She's acting weird.
Then he had the nerve to cop an attitude. And it's if I'm Belle in that moment, and you know me, I've always said I live in my house. I don't camp in it. I'm not sleeping on the couch. But if I'm her, I would have kicked his ass out of bed. You go outside. After what he said, he deserved to. Or if, and if he didn't, you pack your shit. You get the hell on out.
Go to
I'll see you tomorrow.
Huh? Go to your daddy house.
Right. Mimi says he knows what the F he did. He's messing with her. Mm.
I think so, too. I really do.
Yeah. By the way, Nikki B asked, did you see the old clip of Mecca and his dad with the Clippers? I didn't see that one. Mm-mm. Did you see that? I know you're, as between all the reels you sent me, I figured you probably may have seen this.
No.
I haven't seen it? Okay.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, send it to us. We'll take a look. Yeah. Mario says Mecca's intentional in his actions. I'm sure. Hey, meanwhile, Trey's like, Mecca was yearning to be scolded like a child. And High Vibe says Mecca was following production orders to pick a fight.
I can't imagine productions like, you know, it'd be really good. Tell Belle that there's no way you thought she was attractive enough for you. See what happens.
No, that was definitely his whole feel. Him at the end of the night is kind of wild. Though. Just and the whole attitude he had was crazy. By the way, Miss Senator says I had to renew my membership. So just so you know, this was
welcome
this new.
Back.
Oh, there you go. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. There you go. The next morning, we do get to see Michelle and Cameron. And I got to ask, are we finally getting to see some cracks in this, in the facade of what they've been portraying us?
I don't think so. I mean, she claimed she baked Rice Krispie treats, which no, you didn't. But there's that. But Cam makes that comment that, okay, at some point, I need to see that you can cook. If she winds up not being able to cook, which I don't think she can, I don't think that's going to be a deal breaker for Cam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. May not be. I mean, he's happy right now, right? So there's that. By the way, shout out to Shea Bay says, I made another live watching at the bar.
What you sipping on?
Now, there's the true question.
Yeah.
And Paris says, hey, guys, I'm at the Kev on Stage comedy show right now. I'll catch y'all on the replay. He's funny.
He's hilarious. Yeah, enjoy the show.
Who's opening it for him? Is it still Alton? Alton was on tour with him before for a while too. So, or is it? Yeah, it might have been him with somebody else now on tour. But enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. We do see Felipe in the gym, and then he runs into Devin, who didn't look like he was there for the gym. He just looked like he went down there to shoot a quick scene, right?
Yeah.
But we heard some information.
Yeah.
That I was a bit surprised by. Were you?
Yeah, I was surprised. I mean, we've seen how there's no intimacy between Caitlin and Devin, mm-hmm. but come to find out, they haven't kissed since Mexico.
There's no damn way.
Yeah, they haven't kissed. And didn't they get into a fight? They got into a fight in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I think at that point, she was done.
Okay, but there's no way. I am married to you. We are living in the same place. I know we're having these disagreements, but we don't even kiss. I'm not making it. The month that he's been sitting in there with her, with zero contact.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we got to go do it all, but damn it. Are you serious? Not even a kiss? Nothing?
Yeah. No, couldn't be me. No way I would do that. Maybe
what
Devin has
that? Couldn't be me. Not me.
Well, just saying, maybe Devin has other things. Maybe he's like, I know this isn't going to work. You know, I'm going to the gym, pull a Deshaun Watson, go get a massage. I'm gonna go get a massage real quick, Caitlin. I'll be back.
Well, we do see Devin and Caitlin having lunch, and did this fool really ask Devin if he'd been listening to the Taylor album by himself?
Yes, he did. And like, why would it? I'm glad he said no, because I'm like, why would you? Why would she expect that? She already made him listen to it four times.
I mean, even Travis Kelce got some. So why am I listening to Taylor if I ain't getting none?
Right.
And she made a career off not giving nothing up.
Yeah.
Happy Gardner says it's crazy that Sean was doing better than Devin in the bedroom. Yeah, mind blown. But you know what? I said this a while back, and I know people hated Courtney at the time, and so they just were like, no, nobody's worse than Courtney. Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to tell y'all this. Caitlin. And if you've already gone ahead, and remember, we're only sticking on 16, we're going to come back to that Mecca conversation.
Yeah.
I told y'all. I can spot a bullshitter. This is wild, man. The stuff that's coming out, right? Now, Devin brings up this lack of romance and physical touch. You know, hugs, a kiss, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
And this crazy Courtney Carbon copy says, well, attraction stems from stability and if I feel seen and understood.
Yeah, he's seen and understood you for weeks. That is just crazy. Now here's my thing. I can't even give her that. Mm-hmm. She just doesn't like him. Mm-hmm. I just can't imagine if you like somebody that you're not even going to kiss him at all. She's not doing anything with him. I feel like there's a reason. We just don't know it, but you can't tell me you like this guy.
Speaking of performative, it's her, because every time somebody asks, are you attractive? Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't even get a question out. Are you attractive? Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yes.
No. No, you're not. Because you at least kiss him. You at least do something. And I like how Devin, remember talking about his light being dim? He keeps getting brighter and brighter every episode. Yeah. Right? So he's letting know, hey, well, this is what I'm going to need. Because we got a decision to make in a week. Mm-hmm. So.
Sadmai says Caitlin's been the problem this whole time. She didn't try at all. Penelope says, I'm done with Caitlin. Get her off my TV. Manda says, Caitlin just wasting people's time. And Nikki B says, look, at least a dry hunch at this point.
Yeah, well, what's I'm not surprised because I saw an IG clip and I think it was Courtney and Caitlin. And I'm like, of course.
Yes.
Birds of a feather.
Flock together. By the way, I just want to... quick side note here, just because we got to give it up for Devin. This man has the patience of Job.
Yeah, he does. So he's tried. Yeah, he's tried. I'd have called my producer and, hey, I'm out. Take this mic. I'm done.
Here's what's worse. Caitlin tells us, not him, tells us there is attraction there. Maybe the couple's retreat is the place that it happens. And I'm thinking to myself, a week before decision day, now?
Better be good. Make me wait that long, then finally, a week before decision day, I'm like, this is what I was waiting for? Could have did this myself.
And this is the problem with that 90 days, ladies.
Yeah, you finally get it, like, rules. This is it?
By the way, Chocolate Soon is referring to your Courtney and Caitlin video, the snarky twins. Mimi says the emphasis on birds, to which Tell says, dear God, please don't let them do it. And of course I will.
Jesus. Why? Why'd y'all set him up to do that?
I'm sorry.
You snorted too.
I did. So when you didn't catch that, I forgot you got a new computer now.
Yeah.
you can actually hear.
Yeah, I can hear things and see things.
Oh boy, look out. Nikki and Sean, I have a couple questions here. Mm-hmm. Before we get to Nikki on the struggle bus in the kitchen, right? Why is Sean sitting his dusty, dirty, funky ass on the kitchen counter?
I thought that too. Now, if he was a clean person like me, I can see it. And the other thing is, it's not their counter. Mm-hmm. They're just renting this for 4 weeks.
I don't give a damn. They are cooking on that damn counter. I don't care if it was a hotel kitchen counter, Red Roof Inn kitchen counter. You still don't sit your ass up on there where the food is.
So I can't sit up on your counter if I go to your house?
Man, I will chop your legs off at the kneecaps.
So that's just going to make a mess that you got to clean up. So why would you do that?
It'll be worth it. Bet you won't do it again.
Either way, dinner's ruined. So it doesn't matter.
Exactly. If it's going to be ruined, let me ruin it. Okay. So we all in agreement about him sitting up on the countertop.
Right.
Where are we on Nikki's cooking skills with mac and cheese.
Okay, you said skills. Yeah, you take that out. you can take all that out. Because don't get me wrong, I'm a recipe follower too. So I get where she's coming from with the recipe. But if you have to ask Siri how to turn on an oven and set it to 350 degrees, you're the problem.
Oh, and I'd have no problem with her calling her mom for the recipe, right? Mm-hmm. I remember the first time I made mac and cheese, I called my mom, all right, what goes in this again? And she told me, and I've been the best mac and cheese maker ever since, right?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind. Okay. That being said, she didn't know the difference between evaporated milk and condensed milk.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Condensed milk and mac and cheese go make it really sweet and really thick and really good. But you got to know the difference between the two milks.
I see, my issue is you don't know how to turn on the oven. Like, that's right there. I'm all good.
So that's the problem.
That's the problem. You know how to turn the oven on. Yeah, I can't ignore that.
Mike has a great point, Terrell. Well, not that you have one, but you would let a dog in your house. How clean can it be?
Yeah, well, Mike, my house is immaculate. And so I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog. I've never had a dog in my house, not since I was a kid. But as an adult,
not on a regular basis, but you've had that dog.
Still true. I did have two girlfriends that had dogs. And so when they would stay my place, they'd bring the dog. But the dog didn't jump. Dog wasn't on my furniture. Mm. The dog didn't get up on the jump on the countertops. Dog wasn't into my bed. Dog was on the floor.
I'm going to tell you what. Baby, you come over, you leave that damn dog over there where it's supposed to be, don't you? I'll get up with you at 3 and get you ready to go get take it for a walk. But what we're not doing is bringing that dog over in my place.
Mm, yeah, way to compromise, Johnny. Good job.
I know. Great compromise, isn't it?
Here's our compromise. You ain't bringing that dog over my...
Sean finally got to talk to Nikki's mom. Was this combo even worth it?
Well, not really. It was just very, you know, are you taking care of my baby? I'm trying. We're doing our best.
Sean is giving all the signs that he is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he's the one that's going to say no. He's pulling the old switcheroo here. If you pay attention to the groundwork, what he's saying here, you see how that is, right?
Yeah.
And that's just here. So the end product, the mac and cheese is done. By the way, Critical Thinker says I was out at evaporated milk. Amanda says the mac and cheese looks so dry, I damn near choked. CXM says that mac and cheese look dry. Nikki B says Nikki can't cook worth a damn. Miss Senator, Nikki cannot cook. My question is, what did you think of the mac and cheese when you saw it?
I really don't have an opinion because I'm not the mac and cheese enthusiast. Mm-hmm. I had some mac and cheese at lunch today and it was delicious, but I was waiting to see what Sean's reaction was going to be. And so he, you know, tastes about it. That sound he makes. When
Yes,
queen. I didn't mean to say queen.
Yeah.
But then he looks in the camera and is like, yeah, this really not good.
He said, it's okay. And okay is better than terrible.
Yeah, which is okay.
Again, tells me everything that I was just saying. He is on his villainous arc towards a no.
Mm-hmm.
After finally getting what he wanted, there's that. By the way, Chocolate Simmons says, if I was that producer, I would have been shaking from trying not to laugh. Monica says, I used to call my mom all the time for recipes. The only problem is my mom never used measuring cups. You know what? My grandmother didn't either. And me cooking, what do you season your stuff with? What's in the cabinet? I don't have a recipe. I'll grab what it is. Shea Bay said those noodles look dry AF. And Toya says, leave Nikki alone. She's making enough money for a personal chef.
DoorDash then. Don't get on TV to show the world you can't cook worth a damn.
Okay,
so what would those other $250,000 dudes, they want to come home to that.
Here's my question. the, Because Samice is a bit of a red flag that she can't do basic stuff in the kitchen. Yes. Here's the problem I have. Is a lot of people in the live chat are saying that it was dry. Now we've seen extremely wet mac and cheese. Mm. Usually it's with the white cheese. Mm-hmm. And the lack of the other seasoning, right? Which would have been better? Had she come up with extra wet mac and cheese? Or does it have to be perfect? Because not everybody's is the same. Some people in Charleston, they make it with mustard. Ugh.
Yeah, you're focusing on the wrong part. You're focusing on the result. She couldn't turn on the oven. That's it. Nothing else. I mean, honestly, if a girl comes like, hey, I'm going to come to your place. I'm going to make you dinner tonight. You're like, okay, great. She walks in. She's like, oh, how do you turn on your oven? I'd be like, excuse me? Because ovens have really been the same. The way to turn an oven, it's universal. Anybody knows. Stevie Wonder can turn on an oven. Ray Charles used to cook. He can turn on an oven.
They were basic back then. Come on, man. On, off, switch.
If you don't know how to turn on an oven and set it to bake at 350 degrees, you don't need to be in the kitchen. That's not your gift.
Well, high vibe is with you. How complicated is an oven? I get it. Chocolate Suda says, ask Alan from a few seasons ago to bring his Slap Your Mama and Tony C's.
Yeah.
So see? and Happy Gardener says, let you know some ovens are complicated. Okay.
No. commercial ovens are complicated. Ovens in an apartment that they're renting in Seattle is basic as hell. So, no.
By the way, Monica says her mom actually sounded shocked by the call. Nikki doesn't cook. It's obvious. So, that's true. You know, what really irked me, though, was when Belle and Mecca were going to the hot tub. Because this jackass Mecca is acting like he's the victim. And Belle has to literally call him out on his words, and he claims he didn't say it.
Yeah, I think he was feeling himself because he got his braids done. Did you see that?
I didn't even notice.
I paid attention. He finally got his hair fixed. So he's feeling himself now. Yeah, that was crazy that he didn't realize what he said. And at first was like, no, I didn't. I wouldn't say it something like that. That would be rude and hurtful. Yes, dumbass. Mm-hmm. It was rude and hurtful the way you said it.
Not just the way he said it. The look on his face when he said it.
Yeah.
Is she pretty enough for me? No. Like, yeah.
Like he smells a fart. Yeah. Like he's like somebody farted. He's like,
Then he has
or
the
nerve. Church. Yeah, church is singing that good song. Mm.
Here's the thing about that look. Something tells me when he sees this back, he's not going to feel bad about saying it. He's going to feel more upset that it got caught on camera, right? Because everybody got to see it and see his facial expression when he did it, right? the thing about it too, he has the nerve to act like the victim after, like, mm-hmm. and all sad and stuff. But in that moment, and this is where I don't condone violence in any kind of way. But Belle should have, but, comma. The minute he did that whole, is she pretty enough for me? No. She should have stood up, slapped the shit out of him, and walked out. Mm. Because there's certain things, you know, yeah, you have the freedom to say what you want. But right. There's also the freedom for the repercussions that are coming after. And that's one of the things I think in that moment. He disrespected her so much, then tried to lie about it after. It's nuts to me. But she shouldn't have even made it. They shouldn't have even made it to the hot tub.
No, but she should have been like Sean and, you know, become petty. Mm-hmm. Say something back. You know, hey, well, your nails. Let's talk about that.
And she won't. That's the problem.
Yeah, she won't. She speaks highly of him no matter what. Mm-hmm. Yep. She does not bring anything like that up. He's just, again, I think he's purposely doing this to get her to say no on decision day.
Mm-hmm. Mimi says, I'm with you when you're right, Yanni. And High Vibe says, well, maybe not that right. She should have cussed him out and walked out. Nah, he deserved a little more than that. That was that was mad disrespectful.
Yeah. And
here's where I felt insulted, is when Belle decided to give this fool a pass. Like, how, respect yourself, woman. Jesus. Then I've seen her video on IG where she's like, hey, you need to answer some questions. Cameo means, that's how we gonna make our money. Go ahead and do that. And I see in your comments, well, listen to this one again. Respect yourself, because this shit has been hard to watch all season. For real.
She's tired of having them snow and milk cups. She's like, do a cameo. Need to buy more toothpaste for dinner.
You stop it. What is wrong with you? And Madness says, I'm gonna need Belle to stand 10 toes down because ain't no way. Penelope says, the problem is it's going to only get worse. It's still the honeymoon, and he stopped trying.
Okay.
This is the and here's what I'm seeing. I'm going to mention it with Nikki and Sean. We saw this earlier with Mecca and Belle, in the sense that she's so into him now, and she has been like that from the get-go, that he's got this arrogance about him. He knows, no matter what he says, no matter what he does, she's going to be there riding for him. So he does whatever the hell he feels.
Yeah.
It's irritating as shit to watch. Even the Australian producer asked him if he's subconsciously sabotaging his relationship. And what did he say?
Yeah, it's all right. That's what you normally do, right? When you're trying to push them. Because again, I think he wants her to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to embarrass the hell out of her. I feel bad for her, but at some point, I'm like, what do you got to stick up for yourself?
Right. Yeah. Tessa says, I cannot believe Bella's even considering saying yes. There's been way too much disrespect for Mecca. Tell her you may have a point. This coward could be doing it all on purpose.
Yeah, I don't think he's that dumb. Oh, I said that? Are you mad? I don't know. Why are you mad? What happened?
Meanwhile, your girl Cheryl says, Bella's just a very sweet girl. Ain't that much sweetness in the world.
Be sweet all you want. Just don't be a fool.
Right. Miss Senator says, Belle reminds me of Katina. All caps. So that's mad. She mad, mad. Yeah. Dang, I hadn't thought about
the blast from the past.
Yeah. Something else popped up with Nikki and Sean real quick here. And here's an interesting thing, because over the next three episodes, it comes up three times. First time it popped up is here when Nikki tells us, by the way, I like the glasses she was wearing there. Nice look. But he called her a 10 in Seattle, but a 7 in New York.
Mm.
Before y'all go off in the live chat, is he wrong?
Yes. Yes, he's wrong.
Okay, I'm just checking.
He's wrong. The right answer is, if you're with somebody, they are a 10 in whatever city y'all are in together, and they are a 10 to you in any other city y'all go to.
Damn, Skippy.
You do not be like, oh man, you look great here in, you know, Texas, but if I took you to LA, full of Mecca.
Kitu says he had some nerve, Amanda. The nerve of Sean. Penelope, he can't get a 10. Fierce fashion, Sean is a 0 everywhere he goes. High vibe, Sean is a 2 worldwide. Shineske, he's a 2 everywhere else, so I guess he should talk. You know, I knew there was going to be one.
Yeah.
Mike, Sean wasn't lying.
Wow.
I knew there was going to be somebody in there. Yeah.
You could say that, but you wouldn't say that to your wife, Mike. No. That's my point.
Exactly.
You don't say that to you. I can look at someone on the street and be like, oh, yeah, I mean, here in Plano, she's this. But if I saw her in L.A., no, not at all. I can say that to somebody I'm not with, or it's not my wife.
Right.
I don't say that about your spouse.
The person you are with should be the most beautiful person to you in that moment at all times while you're with them. Now, the day after y'all break up,
she was all right.
Nikki B said,
she's kind of cute. She has some good things, but yeah, whatever.
Nikki V says, my dad still tells me I look pretty every day. Hype me up, daddy. Hey, I've told my daughter since the moment I held her in my arms, I've called her gorgeous. And she's been that ever since. Because you're right. You got to do that. Yeah, this comes back up a lot later, too. But this is kind of bad from Sean. To your point, not to your wife.
Yeah.
Not to your wife.
Nikki B, you're hilarious. Just
damn, Nikki.
That's hilarious.
Monica's absolutely right when she says Sean is trying to humble Nikki. Yes, he is. That comes up as well, too. And it's not just Sean's not the only person doing that. He's not the only person doing that. We'll get to that. In the meantime, though, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Do us a favor, please, as we attempt to hit our next goal. So whether you are watching this now as part of Live Crew, watch this later as part of Replay Gang, whether you're sitting in front of your TV, you're sitting on your phone, or you're at the bar, Shay Bay, do us a favor. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shows! And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to Random Thoughts and RGRT Pod reaction videos, and more, including members-only live streams for Tory Time with Tara.
For what?
I said Tory Time, didn't I?
For sorry, Tory Time was, with Felipe. Yeah, buddy.
Oops. Wrong note.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Hey, to the Replay Gang, make sure you hit that hype button and to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Hey, leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. It really does help. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. You can scan the QR code over Terrell's left shoulder.
Is that Italy didn't earlier?
Huh? No, you did it right way the first time.
Okay. So right now, this is my right shoulder.
Yeah, it's over your left shoulder.
Okay, on my screen, it's right here. I'm pointing at it.
I'm obviously going to have to go in and fix your setting because your setting.
Yeah.
It's. I'm not going to have everybody comment left again, but it's over your left shoulder.
Good.
Point over your left. I guarantee you'll see it now. Go ahead. Just point
over. No, point on my left. I'm pointing up. There's nothing over there.
I know, but when you look back at this, you will see.
Okay.
That's where.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
Jeez, we got to fix your computer, bro. That's a new one. That's the bad thing.
Yeah, it's 2 days old. Sorry.
Hey, let us know you've made it this far, man. You know what? I was going to ask everybody to leave a number, right? But judging from what we have seen in the live chat already, here's what I'd like you to leave. It is a number, but I'm not going to give you a specific number. I'm going to let you pick the number. And that would be your rating of Sean, since he decided to give ratings of Nikki. Let's give your rating of Sean, whatever that number is. Drop it in the comments. Nikki, I'm gonna save that one. See if there's a question answer for that one later. See, I'm seeing a lot of twos here, some ones, a big zero. By the way, Mike says your military left, Terrell. Good point.
What does that mean?
If you're facing forward, that left. Your left.
Okay. Well, I'm saying the QR code on my screen was right up there.
But it's always on your left shoulder. You know what it is? You don't have your stuff mirrored.
Right. That's what we gotta fix.
I guarantee you, as you look at the thing right above your head, the words are backwards.
Right now, they're not. They look straight to me.
Then it should be over your left shoulder.
It wasn't. I'm telling you, it was right here. That's where it was.
What's Terrell's zodiac sign? Mixed.
Scorpio. Scorpio. 100% Scorpio.
Trey gave Sean a 3.7. Gives me Roland Martin vibes.
Wow.
New Weather Hillbilly says, I'm assuming that's what that is. I'm not sure. It says zero until he starts using soap.
Did you say hillbilly? That's not what that said.
Hey. Fast reading. I saw the HH and just kept going.
Oh, shit. Okay.
NWX. There we go. How about that? That make you feel better?
Yeah, that's better. Call that person NWX the hillbilly.
I saw the eight. I'll leave it alone. Let's get on to it.
I just couldn't believe you did that. I got you back. Sorry he messed that name. Sorry about that.
You're just happy after Tory time. I got you.
Hey, we all make mistakes. Okay? We all make mistakes.
What? Mm-hmm. So traveling to the retreat, there are a couple of things that we noticed, though. Michelle and Cameron ready for the drama. Again, a little too cocky on their part or no?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. I think I want to see how they're going to act once they get out there. But looking at everything that's happened at the group get-togethers, I mm-hmm. think they're right to be expecting some drama.
What about Tori and Felipe? Because she gets a little frustrated with him as she's having car trouble. But I think you got frustrated with him a little before that.
Yeah, because my first question is, why is Tori driving? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying a woman can't drive. All I'm saying is, if I was doing a road trip...
Well, you wouldn't let her drive.
No.
Control freak.
But I have control issues. It's not that I'm... It's not because I'm a gentleman. It's just, no, you're going to go slow. I like to go fast. I'm a speed limit says 70. I'm going to go about 85. <I'll> move around. So, but still, I just think as a man, I think he should have been driving the car. But then once the car starts to mess up, he's just there and just la-la land like a 12-year-old in the back seat. What's going on, Mom, with the car?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shinesuke calls Felipe a passenger princess and a toddler. And I can see why she's frustrated because he's not helping at all. Like Mimi says, passenger princess was completely useless.
Yeah. Even y'all have heard me say these hands, I don't fix cars and all that type of stuff. Mm. So that Chevy Cruze, she pulled over to the side. Am I going to pop the hood and look around? No, because I'm not going to know what I'm looking for. But you know what I can do? Use my phone. Babe, I got it. You sit tight. I'm making a couple calls. We're going to get another car set up. Act like you're going to do something. Own something.
You could have popped the hood at least, let it cool down a little bit. Let the smoke get out. Something.
The smoke's going to get out. Just turn it off. But... Because me popping the hood, well, I think it's fake. I pop the hood, I'm kind of looking around.
You ain't got to look. You know you ain't.
Have no idea what the hell is going on down there. I'm just like, oh.
Wow. Babe, I think we need to call the mechanic.
Yeah. That's an engine. You got to act like you don't. Hey, babe, give us some gas real quick. I just want to see something. Yep. That's what it is. It's not working.
Trey says Felipe patting her hand like a puppy while her car breaks down was pissing me off. I get it, because that was just the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Chocolate Suda has a reasoning. Says maybe Felipe probably got off late. I wouldn't trust that. He's running on fumes, literally.
No. No. Because when he gets off late, he normally goes partying until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So he has plenty of energy in that tank.
And when you talk about a callback, Nikki B says, Felipe dried up my macaroni just like what Nikki cooked. And Mimi says, but in his defense, this issue didn't just happen. So why did she drive her car?
What do you mean? This has happened. She's had car trouble before?
I mean, the way she was like, it doesn't look like it's going to make it. This obviously isn't something new. The car's heated up before is basically what I think Mimi's saying. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mimi. But it's like, to that point, you know, there's a point when you go, I'm not taking this car on the road. Around the city, right. Fine, but I'm not taking it on the road. Oh, we're going on the road? Let's get a rental. They could have done that. And I've done that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And I know they've only known each other for 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I think they've said the L word. Did they?
Did they?
I don't think so. But okay. I think that, like, as when you're in a relationship, isn't it like your duty, like as a man, hey, I need to make sure our cars are working.
Yeah.
You can't be like, my car's good and she's riding on, you know, fumes and check engine lights, you know, and just hope she gets home on time. Shouldn't you be on top of that?
Yeah.
Somewhere? Thank you. That's what I thought.
You should. But again, he is the man child who has his mom and sister take care of his place for him. Meanwhile,
he could have called his mama.
That's what somebody said in the live chat.
Mama, Tori's car, it's not working.
Help.
Belle and Mecca, Belle says she has no idea what's going to come out of Mecca's mouth. And she doesn't know what Mecca she's going to get this weekend.
And Mecca seems to not know what's going to come out of his mouth either. Because he's like, I hope I don't do anything that's going to mess this up.
That is the wrong attitude to go in with. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. Nuts. Meanwhile, Nikki and Sean, they're driving up. They're the last couples that's going to make it, right? But as they're driving up, we do see them have a conversation about Michelle and Cameron, you know, the quote-unquote perfect couple. And Sean analyzing what's wrong with their relationship. Was it on point or was it a reach?
It was a huge reach.
Why?
Because he's saying that Michelle is out of the humor. Excuse me. That she's doing what she does in every relationship and just accepts the guy despite them not having all the qualities that she wants. There's two qualities that Cameron doesn't have. He doesn't make $150,000, and he lives in Portland. She prefers Seattle. But she even said, hey, I realized what me wanting that $150,000 wasn't as important as I thought. So to me, it's fine. I think what it is that they didn't like getting called out. They didn't like Cam saying that they should all, no one on that side of the table should be together.
Right.
And they didn't like Michelle calling out, hey, I don't see any physical attraction between y'all two.
Right. No, I agree. But even though your girl Cheryl says on point and Trey says Sean had a point, though, which I do think he had a point. And the problem is that it's the not the message, it's the messenger sometimes. Right. And that's, I think, the issue that a lot of people have with Sean. If she is repeating the same pattern that she's always done, then so be it. Right. Then here it is again. Now, to your point, this may be slightly different and not as much of a reach as she's done before. But the one thing she didn't want. Is she willing to compromise? Maybe. And we'll see.
We'll see.
Caitlin and Devin, or Courtney 2.0, says she wants to give Devin the green light. But she hasn't been the best initiator in the past, right?
Right.
And my thought is, well, okay, it's time for you to step out of your comfort zone like this man has done this entire time.
Yeah, and initiate some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, is it hard? For those that, anyone in the chat that has intimacy issues like Caitlin, love to hear from you. Is it that hard to be around this person that you keep saying you're attracted to for 5 weeks, sleeping in the same bed every night, and you can't even kiss the man? Just walk up and grab him. If you're, why wait for him to get the, to wait for him to make the move? Just grab him, kiss him, smack him on the butt when he walks by. Something.
chuckle as soon as Caitlin pulled her up top like that was going to turn him on. You know, that's for the regulars who know what that means.
Yeah.
That was former story time. Everybody else is like, up top, what's that? Because here's the thing, to your point, you just said, oh, smack him on the butt. That's not going to say enough, right? It may make him go, huh? But you have not touched this man since Cancun, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing she can do to let him know is to just grab him and kiss him. Tongue him down, something to let him know, like, oh, this is for real. Because any other thing, regardless, hold his hand, that's not going to tell him anything. It's I'm not following up on this when you pushed me away this entire time.
I think a smack on the butt sets the tone. I'm just saying, it's different than, you know, she rubbed his shoulder. Anybody can do that, but...
And it just says, grab him in the biscuit. All right, Humpty. Humpty hump. but the point is, that would work. Smack on the butt would work if there was some sort of physical intimacy or some sort of physical connection before. There's none.
Mm.
And she's proven that time and time again. Come on. That's going to automatically just say, oh, that's the green light for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, oh, smack me on the butt. Because here's the deal. I think people don't smack... There's two people that smack you on the butt, two types of people.
Mm-hmm.
Your teammates if you're playing a sport, and somebody who wants you.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two people that just smack you on the butt.
And so, sometimes they're both the same.
And they could just saying. Those are the two types of people that are gonna smack you on the butt. So you get a butt smack from your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's go time. That's green light.
Mike says, Terrell Seed in the land. If you have intimacy problems, let me know.
I can't help because I don't have the patience that Devin has. I can't help people with intimacy problems.
Right. Yeah. When Sean and Nikki arrived, they're the last ones to get there, right? And I do like how Sean kind of reacted to getting the worst room in the house. I mean, Nikki didn't like it. He's like, I love it. We get three bedrooms in one. Obviously, very sarcastic in what he was saying, right? But rather than because everybody was waiting for them to make a scene, I like that they didn't.
Well, then they showed up late. That's why.
They were on time. CP time, but they were on time.
Yeah, they showed up late. This is what happens when you show up late. We're meeting at the spot at 5. You got there 5:45. You get the last room.
Now, Sean announces to the group that he's leaving in the morning for his mom's birthday party. So it's not him abandoning Nikki. Did you like the fact that he at least made that announcement early? We here. Let me tell you what's happening so that you don't start the other crap y'all were doing before.
No, I don't really like it because, again, he's pulling a Mecca, being performative. Yeah, I'm leaving. It's not because, you know, I'm not abandoning Nikki. We are in a great place. Everything is amazing with us. Get out of here.
Okay, so you did like, though, what Sean did with Adam, though, right?
I did. I think I think that Sean was disrespectful to Adam at the previous dinner. Mm-hmm. And my only point is Adam was the one that stood up mm-hmm. for him against Nikki. He knew he was wrong. And I appreciate the fact that he comes in. You don't try to like bullshit. Wait till we have dinner and drinks and play some games and then try to throw in an apology after some cocktails. Mm-hmm. You go straight at it. And I respected that.
Yeah, indeed. I like that. That kind of, they got that out of the way. Now let's go enjoy the rest of the weekend or the little bit of time I have left here before I leave to go to my mom's 75th birthday party, even though Suzanne says they should have moved the birthday party. Damn, it's mama's birthday party.
It's mom's birthday. Hey, mom, I got a film, so we're going to celebrate you next week, okay? Thanks.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Why didn't Nikki go with him? If they're so good right now, why didn't Nikki go with him?
Yeah. I'm here.
Because that would have really shown something, huh?
She don't want to go to New York from Washington. Man, that's a trip.
It is. It is. But still, if they're so great as they're claiming to be, then why not? Thank you. See, I think other people find that too. The likely spouse game. And by the way, Mimi says, because she ain't know them people.
Don't watch it.
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Yeah, I don't know them ninjas.
Oh, like Mario says, she has 7 over there, though. She don't want to go over there and be a 7.
Good around all that competition. No, stay right here where I'm a 10.
Yeah. Likely spouse game. Did you like this game?
No. Let me back up. I like this game for Married at First Sight reality show. Mm-hmm. In my personal life, would I play this game? Nope. No, you don't do that. Well, you do that in college. Mm-hmm. Because that's a dumb young college. You can get away with it then. But that game is a problem.
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, Mecca wins most likely to sabotage their relationship, rightfully so. They had no idea how foretelling this was. But do you notice his attitude when he gets called out on there, even though he was happy to call out everybody else?
Yeah.
What do you think about Caitlyn getting called out on the ick and the opt for swap?
On the ick? Yeah, because if it wasn't Caitlyn, it would have been Courtney.
Right.
That would have been a Courtney award right there. But on the swap, yeah, she's not done anything to put an effort to be with Devin. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she wishes she was with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Devin was getting his feelings about it, too, though. Should he have?
He's just frustrated. I mean, look at how many weeks he's been having gotten kissed, laying next to a woman all day. Mm-hmm. So anything she does and says is going to frustrate him, rightfully so. But he's just kind of done with it.
He is. Meanwhile, he's not the only one getting the feelings because Tori got upset at a lot of these questions because everybody was picking Felipe.
Felipe!
She's like, it's not a good thing that you're winning. Was she overreacting to this?
I think so. And here's why. in this case, Felipe didn't say anything. Well, his toast at the end when he got the trophy said, just, I'm always win, and did it. He's trying to have fun with it. But again, I said, people in the restaurant industry, you pick on each other, and it's fine. So it doesn't bother. For him, this is normal. For Tori, she felt like this, because no one in that room is looking at Tori like she's a problem.
Right.
But Tori, in her mind, is saying that, hey, this doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm. No, that is a good point, because I thought her over, I can get why she was in her feelings, but I think it was a little much. And the thing that got me was, how did nobody, her quote unquote friends, notice that she was starting to stew a little bit over there when they kept picking Felipe? Because it didn't matter what the question was. Who just farted? Felipe! They were all going to say it anyway.
I just don't think they were paying attention. And I think maybe the way they showed these clips.
I knew you were going to get to the editing. Go ahead.
Well, maybe the way they edited, like, because you see her doing a lot of laughing and stuff. So they're just thinking maybe she's having fun and she's trying to put on a good face for the whole deal. She didn't look upset until we saw her upstairs in the bedroom. No. That's when she looked upset. I didn't see downstairs. She had a face, but the upstairs, you knew she was upset.
Mm-hmm. Jen says, I think she tried to be a good sport in the beginning, but it started to paint a picture of his character. J-Ro says she wasn't overreacting, and they do think she's dumb for staying with him. And Manda says, if we're married, we're now a unit. How you represent yourself is now a reflection of me. Although a lot of stuff that they were talking about came from him from before.
Yeah, from like two and a half weeks ago. That's what all those jokes were from.
Think about this. Well, I mean, in a little bit, some of that was from that, but they're talking about him as a whole from before that too, right? Mm-hmm. If you're judged on, if your partner is judged on all the stuff you did in your past. That was not an attack on your character, Tara. That was a very generic question.
She's not judgmental like that. She wouldn't say anything about my past.
Well, they separate. Guys and girls go differently, and the women go up and go up into another room upstairs, right? And Belle asks if that foot and mouth is a man's problem.
Mm. So my first thought is they get up into the room, and they're like, hey, a minute, we're missing Tori. Anyway, I got wine. And they just move on.
And a chaser.
Yeah. And they just move on.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, what the hell is that? But Belle, something about the guys having foot and mouth. No, but I'm glad she finally tells them what Mecca said.
Right.
About her not being pretty enough for him. And of course, the girls get upset, and you see Michelle seem the most mad. Like, oh my God, he did what? No.
That's when I got upset when she kept talking like girls.
No, I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of the movie White Chicks, right? Oh, no, he did it. Now you want to talk about mothers.
Here's the problem I have with Belle, though. She's telling the story, and she's still making excuses for this man.
I really like him, though. Come on now. I wonder what her dating life was like before this, because maybe she's just not had any one really interested in her. And so she's trying to hold on. I'm just curious. It has to be a story of why she's taking this.
She's an attractive woman. She's not an unattractive woman. She's an attractive woman. She's had people interested in her. There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
This is not Yasmin from Love is Blind UK. Oh, she's never had a boyfriend before. And that's why this is irking me so much.
Mm.
Plain and simple. Plain and simple. The guys downstairs, though, I do like Cam calling out Devin's excuses for Caitlin, because the same way Bella's making excuses for Mecca, Devin tried to make excuses for Caitlin, like, oh, well, you know, she just doesn't like the cameras. And Cam's like, that's not an excuse.
Yeah. Well, I like how Adam, you know, shed some light, because Adam says, no, we went out to a concert together, him, Marissa, Caitlin, and Devin. And there's no cameras, but Caitlin was just on her phone the whole time, really disengaged, not really being a part of it. She said that Devin was like trying to have fun. He'd walk up and try to dance on her a little bit, and she just kept doing this. So I don't think it's the cameras. It's just Devin, for whatever reason.
You know, and I'm glad Adam called that out, because it was necessary for everybody to say, because that went against the narrative that Devin, the excuse that that Devin tried to give for her, right? For Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Mecca, great at asking questions and great at making fun of people. But when the tide turns to him, you watch his attitude pop. He asks Adam, hey, well, is there a performative piece with you and Marissa? And Devin's like, hey, just because you're performative,
right?
You catch Mecca's attitude after that?
Yeah. Oh, they'll get the F out of here. It's like, no, dude, that was you that got called out for that.
Exactly.
And then he tries to stick his chest out looking at Cam, but is Michelle your dream girl? Yes. Mm-hmm. You mean she's everything? Yes. She's cool. She's gorgeous. And I have fun hanging around her. Yes. That's what I want.
And I like that even came up after he told him about the comment he made, and everybody called him out on the comment he made.
Right.
Right? To like, why would you even say that? Then they ask him, is Belle your dream? No. Then Adam asked, as it was just stated here, Adam asked the necessary questions. He says, okay, well, you know, why? Why is she not your dream girl? Why is Belle not your dream girl? Is it because y'all think differently? Well, yeah, there's that. And then Mecca says, and physically. And he goes, well, okay, well, what are you into? Are you into white girls? And I was like, damn. What did he see for him to come out of nowhere and say, do you like white girls? Do you like blondes? And then Mecca says the thing that lets me know, yes, he is into white girls. He said, no racial preference, which is what he told the experts, hoping they would give him a white girl or Michelle. Because here's the thing. The yes that he gave says he's giving the white girls the passes he won't give the black girls. Mm. Because if he had a white girl that looked like Belle, he wouldn't be saying the bullshit he's been saying. And this is why I said to y'all, and y'all told me no, Courtney's worse, Chris is worse, Caitlin's worse. Come on.
Well, I don't think so here's what's very interesting, is he tries to say that he likes him a little more thick. It's okay, so, and when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. The basketball player you dated went to Portugal.
Yeah.
She wasn't thick.
At all.
You know,
she was Skylar Diggins, damn it.
Yeah, no, she wasn't thick. And then it boils down to he likes them with bigger breasts, mm-hmm. right? That was his issue. And then if you go back to the hot tub scene, you're like, oh, okay. But
stop it.
No. I'm just saying that there's nothing wrong with a guy saying that's what you like.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he talks about it, it's like a 16-year-old kid. You know what I mean? Like, it's more to a woman than just big boobs. And I get it. You might be attracted to that, but you come across somebody that maybe doesn't have big boobs, but they have all these other amazing things. That's what Cam and them were trying to say. There's a lot more to it. The way he talks about it is, well, you know, I like what I like.
To your point, track and field, UTSA, yes.
Track and field, oh. Shea Porter.
What? See, I wasn't gonna throw people's names out here.
She don't listen to the pod. I don't know what happened to her. She don't listen to the pod.
She's tapping the pod. I'm right here, Terrell.
That'll be a story time. We should make that story time.
I mean, here's the thing. Mecca saying he's young, he likes what he likes, he wants what he wants, then leave. Plain and simple. If this is not the woman you want, stop playing with her emotions.
Right.
Plain and simple, right? Because he is, it's nuts what he's doing to her.
Yeah.
And what he's doing to her mental is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when it came to the whole, they asked her about getting fake boobs. Adam said, well, what about her getting fake boobs? He's like, well, she might be against it, though. So he never denied it. We never saw him say specifically he wanted her to have bigger breasts. So at least in the edit, it wasn't there, right?
No.
He never denied that was it. And I think somebody pointed that he pointed to his chest at some point. Yeah. So that's probably why Adam brought it up. I missed that part.
Yes, so that's... Yeah, that's what it was. But the fact that he's like, he said he's scared to ask her, first off, why would you ask?
Right.
I mean, I honestly just think any dude that's going to be like, hey, babe, I love you,
mm-hmm.
but I'd love you a lot more if you were about 2 cups bigger. That's all. Just 2 cups. No. I don't think that's, you don't love this person then. If you're going to say you're great, everything about you is amazing.
Yeah.
But if you can just go up two more cups, you're kind of an A, I'm more of a CD kind of person. I'll pay for it. I just think it's just a shitty thing to say to somebody.
It is. And he's lying saying that Belle can be his dream girl. Because if you can say this kind of bullshit out loud in front of a bunch of men about your woman, that is not your right. woman. Plain right. and simple. Do you agree with Penelope saying Adam was the MVP in this conversation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. We called him out.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, your girl, Cheryl. Said, what about that wagon he was talking about? That's why people call him performative.
Yeah, because remember he said, oh, when I saw her come down the aisle, I just, oh. And then all of a sudden, no. Mm-mm.
Then you say all that in the first dinner. Then you tell her in the next dinner that, oh, yeah, well, when I first saw you, I wasn't attracted. But that's not the bullshit you said when you're performing.
Right.
Oh, you see this? All right, let's move on. Because I can stay here for a minute, because y'all know I'm still mad at Mecca from the last one when y'all told me I was wrong for trying to put him at the top of the list. But it's okay. Mm. You'll get there. Even Mimi says I wasn't mad at Adam at all this episode. But the real conversation that ended this episode was Tori and Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch when Felipe went upstairs to go look for Tori? He goes into where the women are first. She's not in there, so he just goes right back out. They're like, what the hell? And did you catch Caitlin going, I hate him?
She was probably talking about Devin. she was talking about Devin right there.
Possibly.
Yeah. So Felipe goes in the room and sees Tori sitting there, and you could tell that she's upset. Mm-hmm. Gets in the bed and holds her hand. Like, what's wrong, babe? What's wrong? He has no idea. And this is what annoyed me about Tori in the beginning of this conversation. Be direct. Don't. Okay, let's say you were me and I was you. And no, just say, hey, MF, why'd you say this? Do you see how you were acting downstairs and everybody was calling you out to be that you weren't a good person? You know how that makes me look? Mm-hmm. Did you think, and you look like you enjoyed it. You're having fun with it. It makes you look like an idiot. And it makes me look like an idiot. She should have been very direct with that. But other than that, Felipe just is clueless. Keep in mind, he's been drinking. So I'll give him a pass.
Yeah. Wrong time to have that conversation. I will say, to have been drinking, he handled that conversation pretty well, mostly. And I say that for the simple fact of alcohol is a hell of a drug, right?
Mm-hmm.
because the way she started off on him and going and everything, and he just can't figure out what's going on. She says his behavior is not about him. It's a reflection of her, too. She's not wrong.
She's not. But I think she overreacted to this whole deal because they were making fun of Felipe from something he said 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was just a joke. Yeah. But I think that Tori is trying to build her list of reasons why she doesn't want to be with Felipe. And this is a good one for her to add to that. I just think she really overreacted to it. Now, Felipe got on in his feels, you know, because I don't care what anybody thinks. You know, what about you think? Yeah, come on, Felipe. Stop that drama. Then start dropping all these F-bombs.
Okay.
That's
when the liquor kicked in. But
yeah.
I got his point. And A, I don't care what they think. Like, yeah, but to your point, he comes from the restaurant industry where they laugh and joke. Everybody's the butt of the joke at some point or another. Think about the people who hang around us. If you don't have thick skin, you ain't gonna make it. No. Plain and simple. Right?
No.
And it's because at any point in table, it could be 4 of us sitting at the table, 6 of us sitting at the table. At some point, everybody is going to get it. And if you can't deal with it, you can't hang. And that's why he's like, I don't care what they think. I care what you think. And what have I shown you? Now, granted, he hasn't shown her the best. But I'm just saying, that's where the problem lies. And this is where that's the heat to calm your ass down, Felipe, because you were still wrong in all of this.
Yeah. Well, he starts getting a little chippy. He's like, I can't be with someone who doesn't trust me or gives me any grace.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that, you know, you just don't want to be with me or you want to be with someone else. I think he thinks she's being overly sensitive to all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But my thought was once Tori started to say, I can't do this. I can't. When a woman starts to repeat themselves.
Yes.
Quietly,
mm-hmm.
I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do. Yeah, it's a wrap.
And he did the right thing. He didn't sit there and beg and whatnot. He said, do you want me to leave? Yeah. Got up, walked out, went downstairs. He is in a moment where, to the point that all the guys, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? And if, I'm glad somebody just finally said, hey, guys, leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Just give him a second.
Yeah.
He's obviously processing something at the moment. We don't know what it is. We will in a minute. Just give it a second. Because, like, damn.
I'd be different. I'd be like, hey, you need a shot.
Yeah, you would.
That's what you need. Hey, get you one of these.
Critical Thinker says, Tori doesn't want to be with a perceived clown. She's always been a cool kid. Trey says, humans naturally care about what others think about them. Do you agree?
Yes and no. Mm. I think innately we care what other people think, and then eventually we get older and realize it doesn't matter
right.
what people think. And at some point, some people realize that young in life. Mm-hmm. Some people wait till they get in their 50s, like, you know what? I don't give a shit what any of y'all think.
Right. Chocolate Suna said, Felipe did go look for Tori before any of the girls did.
Huh?
She said, Felipe went to go look for Tori before any of the women did.
I called that out earlier because the women went, they had their wine. Hey, where's Tori? Ah, well, drink up. They just went on about their business.
Look, this has been interesting. An interesting episode setting up another two interesting episodes as we're getting close to decision day. Matter of fact, we get to episode 18 is going to be first decision up to bat as we wrap that one up, right? How are you feeling about this season now and the way they've rolled us out?
The season's not been bad overall, and I still say I like the experts better this season. I like how there's a lot more accountability happening at these, you know, dinners, get-togethers, mm-hmm. and the couples get to call each other out. I like that.
Yeah, I do like this format a whole lot better. By the way, Mike wanted to offer up an apology, Terrell. He says, Terrell, I apologize. After you admitted you liked doggy kisses seasons ago, I put you in that box.
Yep. I never said I like doggy kisses. What I said is, nope, did it.
Okay.
I said I like doggy snuggles, cuddles, but I'm not going to let the dog lick me in my face or kiss me in the face. No, I wouldn't do that.
Check tape.
Yeah, check tape.
Pull, I think you said kisses.
I'm going to be like Mecca. I didn't say that. If I said something like that. That'd be rude. I would never say something like that. Mecca, I can relate. I get it.
No, I think you said it, though. I think you did say it. That's all I'm saying. Now, Nikki B had a great question. Do y'all think these new men are trash because they didn't go to the military like our dads and grandfathers?
No. Because then you're saying me and Yanni are trash. We didn't go in the military.
Yeah, I was in ROTC, though.
I did ROTC, too.
You say, but that's not the military.
But it's not. I mean, yeah, it's not the same. Sorry.
It's definitely not.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what you would say.
Yeah. You're in the military for about an hour and a half a day in ROTC. That's not the real deal.
Oh, my God. And we'll see. One last thing I saw here. Coach Run said, Nikki not traveling with Sean to New York for his mom's birthday party. That's a little red flag for me.
Mm.
You agree?
I can see it. I can see it. There could be a reason. Maybe she had to work.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. I'll put this to you and me as we get out of here. From Nikki B, asking, what's the worst thing you ever told an ex about herself while dating? An ex, don't mention wifey like Felipe. Come on now. I never said anything bad about my wife. Are you kidding?
I've done it.
Your wife?
No. I've said something while dating somebody that was bad.
Okay. I've got at least two, but go ahead.
No, this one girl we've met... We met at a poetry happy hour deal that the fraternity used to host. I was like the MC. We meet, gorgeous, get her number. The next morning, we go have breakfast. And then we go back to, I drive her back to her house. And we're just talking in the driveway, and we're just talking for like a couple hours. And I had to use the bathroom. I was like, hey, can I use your bathroom? So she let me in. I go in. Her house looked wrecked. I mean, I was like, ugh, this is... But I was like, you know what? She didn't expect me to come over. I was just like, oh, you know. And then... So...
I can see you doing that.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, shit. You know, so she didn't expect me to come over. And so that was strike one.
Nasty.
And then strike two was whenever we would like hang out, there's this episode of Seinfeld where it's like you're dating a Two-Face. It's like you don't know who's going to show up. Mm-hmm. So there's times that she would like, she came to visit me at work and she looked like she just got out of bed. I was like, ooh, you know what? you come to my job looking like, she came to my job. I was like, why do you? Oh, hey, babe. And everybody's like, Terrell, that's your girlfriend? I'm like, yeah. And then it's then like next time we went on a date, I'm like, hey, we're going to go here. Here's what I'm wearing to try to like let her know how to dress. That was strike two. Strike three was she wanted to make dinner for me. There was. Strike three was she wanted to make dinner for me. And so I go to her house and she's cooking and she made shake and bake.
It's shake and bake, and I helped.
She did shake and bake. And I said, oh, there's no way I can do this. So we were kind of dating, and I was going to be moving to Houston. So I moved to Houston. She wants to come up and visit me. So she comes up to see me, and we're talking, watching the Lakers game and having drinks. And she's like, hey, so what happened? And I was like, oh. And I told her all the three things I just told you all. And I learned in that moment, never do that again, because the look on her face, she was hurt. Like, I just thought, I'm just being honest. Maybe I'm helping you out for the next guy.
For the next one.
Yeah, for the next guy. Don't invite somebody in your house when your place is all busted. But I was like, you should never say something like that to somebody that's hurtful. And I swore I would never do something like that again. But that was one time of dating somebody, and I gave him some mecha feedback.
Okay, did you pull back the shower curtain to look for the ring around the tub?
You know it was in there. It was in there. But again, you didn't expect me to come over. It was like I caught you off guard. So
no, you clean your goddamn tub. How about that?
Well, you just never know. Caught her off guard, but yeah.
I like how you're making excuses for her like Belle makes excuses for Mecca.
I'm not making excuses. I was giving her benefit of the doubt, but I'm just like, ooh, dirty. You know, you don't really like present yourself well on a regular basis, and shake and bake. No.
By the way, Shea Bay says the layup for the next guy is diabolical. Happy Gardner said, Terrell did an exit interview.
Let me tell you about your performance.
D. Hardaway said it was good that you told her. I agree too, because some people don't tell that. And here's the thing. People always say they want the truth, right? And they really don't. I remember when I was at Fayetteville State, my ex at the time, she's like, she got her hair done. You know what? What them? You know, I call it a hairdo, not a hairstyle. You know, the hairdo with them joints is kind of like the hard hair. Do you like my hair? I'm like, no. She's like, well, everybody else says they like it. I'm like, well, ask them then.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to tell your girlfriend you don't like her hair. Then don't ask me. If you don't want the truth, don't ask the question, right? So yeah. I get it. I totally get it. There's that one. And the other one I told you about, the person who was just kind of like, when you have to tell somebody, you make me the worst version of myself. That's a tough thing to have to tell somebody.
Yeah, but that's better than, hey, you cook like shit, your house is dirty, and you don't look good. I mean, that's different. That's totally different. That's like, your hair is fucked up. And you make me the worst version of myself. That's different.
Coach Run said, I told an ex one time, it's not that I don't like your cooking. I just can't get it down my throat. Paul.
Oh, seriously. It's funny. I'm fine if you can't cook.
Yeah.
But don't offer to cook for me. And you can't. I have one girlfriend at Houston Tillerson. She wanted to make, you know, some food, made dinner. I get off work. I don't even eat. I get to her place like at 10. So I was a restaurant manager, so I didn't get off till late. Pulled a Felipe. She cooks, I think it was like a steak or pork chop or something. And I remember I'm like, oh, it looks great. Smell great. Cut a piece. Put in my mouth. I'm chewing. Mm-hmm. I'm chewing. I'm chewing. I'm just like, how did you cook this? It was the toughest meat I've ever had.
At least he didn't do like this guy did the CXM. This guy told me before I tried to dance, I need to get a BBL.
Oh, wow. Well, we've seen this before. Everybody shouldn't twerk.
But okay, now everybody shouldn't twerk. But you know, also everybody doesn't need a BBL. Let's be real.
True. I mean, no, true. Nobody, I don't think anybody needs a BBL.
You don't need to go into the Mattel factory. Nobody needs to go be an extra on that Pixar movie Ants.
Yeah.
Because, hey, Atlanta Airport, just driving down the street in Atlanta, you look down any side street, you'll see an ant walking by. Mm. It's not fun to look at.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. So. Oh, man. Hey, you guys off the chain. By the way, I did, just in case anybody was wondering, like Chocolate Sooner says, join the membership for more story times like this. Good tarot.
You got to do the, hand.
No, I'm not doing that. I'll leave that up to you. I'll let you get your Mecca and Sean on with that. I'll let you go ahead and get your.
Yay.
I was trying to get to it. It wouldn't move. You know, I was trying to get there.
I know.
This thing got stuck. It wouldn't move. All right. So we out of here, man. Do us a favor, please. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. If you haven't already, please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shams.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Hey, make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Justel, and at the RGRT pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool in the rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing? Nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.